If you need a new roof or a repair, Easton Roofing will take care of you. Estimates are always free and suggestions are built on integrity. Visit EastonRoofing.com for more information. Get back to business faster with Easton Roofing. Easton Roofing. Integrity matters.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thank you so much for joining us. Stephen St. John and Todd Lebo, broadcasting live from home with Jake Gutierrez here. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it. Today on the show, we will talk to Todd Lebo, like I said. Also, Jamie Bloom will be in studio. Our old friend Jeff Chedia from NFL Network and NFL.com will stop by and say hello. Jeff Kerr, who was a frequent guest during the Marco era. We saw Marco Marquez and his family last night at the Boddicker Foundation Bourbon Raffle. And so we must praise Marco whenever one of his guests makes a reappearance. So a Marco-era guest in Jeff Kerr that I predict Jake Gutierrez will fall in love with. This is your kind of guest because he likes to talk football, football, and then some more football. And then he'll sprinkle in some football. And he's a Philadelphia guy. And so it's been fun to experience over the past couple of years the Chiefs-Eagles Super Bowl, the Kelce family phenomenon, all these different things. And he's a very good writer and has good content at CBSSports.com.
You know,
so he'll be with us.
It's a bad rap.
Huh?
I feel like it's a bad rap. I mean, because I've had some dealings with Jeff, obviously, to book him on the show.
Yeah.
Super great guy.
Oh, no, he's great.
And just like Joe Valerio.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like, you know, you hear Philly people like, oh, what a bunch of a-holes. But, hey, the guys that we have on from Philly on this show.
Jeff's good.
Great dudes.
And then Annie Rogers, who covers the Royals for MLB.com, will also be with us. So there we've got lots of stuff for you between now and 10 o'clock. The Royals, well, they lost again. They're going through a tough stretch. They lost to the Blue Jays 5-3, and Todd Lebo was out there, so we'll get to that here in a moment. Also, the long national nightmare is over. Missouri has an AD, and it was the guy that was the favorite at the very beginning 9 weeks ago, who gave the arm and said he was the most likely guy to be hired. And they went on this long, extremely long search, only to come right back to the guy that was originally the leading candidate, Laird Veach, who right now, I guess not right now, he's been the AD at Memphis. And so, but he spent some time at Mizzou, and he's originally a K-State guy, so plenty of local ties. And so he'll be, by many reports, he'll be the new AD for the Missouri Tigers. Pete, damn it, is it Thamel or Thamel or Thamel?
Thamel.
Thamel?
Thamel.
Now, Gabe DeArmond's had this and just said, hey, he's the leader, but there's no news coming out. Did they interview other candidates? Yes. Did they have a gigantic search committee of 11 people? Yes. Did they seem to really draw this out too long? Yes, but whatever. As Pete Thamel wrote yesterday, Missouri targets Memphis's Laird Veach to be the new AD, with a deal expected to be finalized in the near future. Veach comes with a recent 10-win football season, a $25 million FedEx gift, and massive stadium overhaul approved. And Thamel also mentioned that Mizzou is finalizing a 5-year deal to make Veach the AD. He is the fourth AD for Mizzou since 2016. That's not a great stat. He's a former K-State football captain and worked in athletics from 2010 to 2017. He also worked at Mizzou in various development roles earlier in his career. His football experience along all stops was compelling to Mizzou officials, which is another way of saying Eli Drinkwitz liked him. That's all that needs to be said, okay? I'll be honest with you, nobody else really needed to like him except for Eli Drinkwitz. Can you work with Eli? Does Eli like you? And the answer is yes. So, I don't know how you feel about that, Todd Lebo. You keep your eyes on these things. When you look at his resume, I kind of mentioned
about
it.
Everything. I mean, he really has done lots of stuff. He worked in the broadcast side for Learfield back in the day. He's been in the the donor relations. That was his job early. He got into this really quickly and not on the coaching side. You mentioned he played at K-State. I remember he was a good player for K-State, not someone who was going to play in the pros, but those were the Bill Snyder team that first made a bowl game, right? And he was one of these dudes on defense who was a captain. And he immediately went from that. A lot of these guys get into coaching, right? GA on coaching or whatever.
Right.
But he went to GA at athletic department down in Texas, and he just kind of kept going. I remember meeting him way back in the day, I think with Mike Alden probably.
Yep.
Way back in the day. And then he just continued to kind of do all kinds of things. And he's been in Memphis for a bit. I mean, he's certainly ready to be an SEC athletic director. And you're right. Listen, Drinkwitz is a key to this because, as general, we've seen this over 25 years of being around Mizzou. It sometimes it gets a little squirrely with the curators and whatever's going on. And you mentioned the four athletic directors in a short amount of time. I think it would be great for Mizzou if Laird Veach is a guy who will stay there for a long time. Consistency at that position is a great help, especially when you pair it with a football coach you can have some consistency and some time with. And I think Eli Drinkwitz looks like someone who could stay at Missouri, but who knows, man? He jumped jobs to jobs.
Why don't you watch your filthy mouth?
I'm telling you that if you get a tandem of an AD and a football coach, it's a powerful thing. And hopefully for Missouri, they'll have that here.
Boy, you like to start stuff, don't you?
I'm not starting anything. I'm just talking. I think this is what you want.
Drinkwitz is very happy with the NIL situation and the stadium upgrades. He's getting everything he wants.
Yes, absolutely.
And the donors have opened up the checkbooks. He's getting everything he wants. Here's something interesting. Well, at least I find it interesting. Other people might not care. He was at Mizzou when they hired Quinn Snyder and Gary Pinkle.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because he was there in 97, 98, director of annual giving and development coordinator, 98 to 2000. He was director of athletics development for major giving, and then 2000 through 2002, assistant AD for development. So, he was right there. They hired Quinn in 99 and Pinkle in 2001.
Hello, this is Quinn Snyder, and you're listening to the best sports talk in Kansas City, Sports Radio 810 WHB.
If I get my dates right, now I don't know who was hiring someone to be a director of annual giving and development coordinator, but 97 into 98, Joe Castiglione, I think, might have been the first guy to hire him down there because Joe Castiglione left in the spring of 98 to go to Oklahoma. So he's been around some really good ADs. And, Mike Alden was there for a long time. And Mike Alden was good for Missouri. Okay? I know you got a little, like we said, a little weird here and there. You mentioned this story the other day. Or is Mike Anderson getting hired or Mike Alden getting fired? Who knows? But, I think that time for Missouri that you mentioned right there, the early 2000s, was huge.
Remarkable.
And they really did a lot of good things. Now, there was some weird stuff that happened as well. But that really kind of put Missouri on the map a little bit, and they need to get back to, and it, 2 years ago it was pretty good, right? Basketball was in the tournament, football made a bowl game, and football continues to rise. And
if football is good, everything is good.
Absolutely. That's what I said. You get that partnership between an AD and a head coach. That's really important. And the leadership at the top of the university. And Moon Choi seems like, you know, it's gone pretty well there. They had some issues at the top of the university. You remember back to 2015 where they did the ouster of the president. I mean, all the stuff that was going on with the hunger strike and, trying to boycott football and everything. You know, you need to have a strong president who's in tandem with the AD and the head coach. And that's what Missouri's trying to get done.
And then after he was at Mizzou, he said he went to Learfield. Then he went to Iowa State. Then he was at K-State for 7 years. And so he has a long list of then some more SEC experience, because after K-State, he spent 2 years at the University of Florida. And then since October 2019, he's been the AD at Memphis.
Yeah, and Memphis has done a nice job. You know, this is the name that Gabe said. I remember the day when Desiree left. He's like, well, it's, you know, Larry Beach should be the guy. And that's who it should be. So
I wonder what happened, why it took 2 months.
Who knows?
And why they needed a search firm for that.
Well, because that's what these schools do, and that's what these boards of curators do. They all want to get involved in this part. And I, honestly, in my opinion, most of these curator boards and boards of regents, and they have, you know, different names at different schools, they should all kind of stay out of this stuff.
I mean, you spent six figures on a search firm that picked the first guy that was on Gabe's hot board at PowerMizzou.com. So
maybe they should have given Gabe the money.
Right. You were out at Kauffman Stadium last night, weren't you?
I was.
How'd that go?
Here's the good news. The good news is Brady Singer was pretty good. A couple of walks got to him. And Garrett Hampson was very close to catching that ball that Jake played in the highlight at the beginning. Did Bo Bichette hit? Different ball game if he catches that, right? But he didn't. So it's 3-0, and 3-0 seemed like an insurmountable lead for the past couple of days for this offense. But I'll look for a little bit of the bright side. Mikel Garcia hit a home run. Kyle Isbell hit a home run. They got a couple of guys on base here and there. They just couldn't get that big hit to kind of help a little bit more. Right? That inning that Garcia hit a home run, they ended up having two guys on base, and that's where they just really needed a two-out hit. I think the team, and I talked to Brady Singer after the game, he says it just feels different about the competitiveness every night. And certainly Royals fans should be disappointed that now they've lost 3 of 4 to the Orioles and Blue Jays. But these games feel like they're closer ball games and more competitive ball games than many of these did the past couple of years. That doesn't count in the standings, obviously. But it's kind of I want to see how they finish this homestand, these next three games against the Blue Jays. If they end up going, 1-6 on this homestand, that's very disappointing. But if they end up, being 3-4, if they find a way to win the two of the next three or something, that'll be good stuff here. The Blue Jays are a good team. Once again, some good young bats that are a little more seasoned than the Royals bats. But it's, they announced 10,000 people out there last night. The city hasn't caught into going out and watching this team play yet, and maybe they will. I mean, I thought decent crowds Saturday and Sunday out there for them. But now it's just like, okay, it's Tuesday night. It's baseball. What are we going to come out here and do? And they only had 10,000 out there last night. But that's a little bit. I mean, there were a couple of times last year when I was out there early in the year, Stephen, they announced less than 10,000.
You know what, though? I heard Petro say this, and I have noticed this as well. First, I think it's obvious for everyone that there are still some people angry about the entire stadium vote, just how everything played out, right?
For sure, yep.
But I heard Petro say this, and I agreed when I heard him say this. I think the Royals have grossly underestimated how much the difficulty it is for people to watch them on TV. How they're the way just everything about it, how much that pisses people off. And, like, you could have Nate sit here and say, you know, well, you can watch him. You just have to spend $100 and get the app, and, you know. But here's the deal. There are some people that aren't going to do that, Todd.
Yeah. Oh, there's tens of thousands of people who aren't going to do
maybe
it.
Maybe it's a bad example. Like, Steve St. John Sr. is not doing that. He just wants to turn on the TV and see the Royals play. And there are a lot of people that just want to do that. There are a lot of people that are already at the max for what they could spend for entertainment or anything miscellaneous, okay? So they're not going to do that. And there's other people that have done it that I get nightly emails and tweets. The Bally's app sucks. The Bally's stream sucks. All this, why is it such a challenge for me to watch my baseball team? And it seems like they, and maybe they do, and they just can't do anything, but it just seems like there's been a disconnect, like just like there was a disconnect with the Royals, clearly, and the voters about the stadium proposal. There's been a disconnect. I still don't know if they understand how much, whether it's right or wrong, how much it pisses a big chunk of their fan base off. This television package, or how the hoops they have to jump through.
I'll say a little bit about that, and that's not all Royals. Okay, they signed their deal with Fox Sports KC back in the day, and it was a long-term deal, and maybe they shouldn't have done them that long. And I've heard Sorin say that too, for sure. But it was a better deal than the one they had before that.
But that's, you know, who people blame.
Change.
You know,
yeah.
They're not going to.
They
go
do
to,
blame them,
right?
But it's not their fault that. Bally's got involved with this and this Diamond Sports LLC, which is owned by Sinclair. They're the ones who have blown this. I remember reaching out to the folks at the time, Fox Sports Kansas City. This happened, I think, 3 years ago when a whole bunch of people started going to YouTube TV. And I was talking to them there, and they were saying, well, here's all the data we show. The data we show, this was like 3.5 years ago, is only 10% of the people get their TV from streaming. And it's, you know, great percentage of Kansas City is covered by cable TV and all this bit, right? And I said to them, well, I don't know where you get your numbers. I guess they're real numbers. I'll tell you what I know. What I know is nearly every one of my friends has made the switch to YouTube TV because they're people who live in a house that's got, you know, multiple TVs.
I finally
they
did.
Don't want to have. They don't want to have six cable boxes, and the cable companies charge you $10 a box and all that, and they're fine. And at that point, Fox Sports KC was on YouTube TV. The fight happened at that higher level where YouTube TV is like, we're not giving you this much money, and they priced them out of certain providers. And we did a poll on the air a few years ago. They have not been on Dish Network for nearly 10 years now, and nothing's happened about it. So there's all these people who have Dish Network. Seems to be one of the more popular ones kind of outside the city, right, to have Dish Network where you don't have cable and all that stuff. They haven't had the Royals, and they've gotten used to not having the Royals. So if you're right. If you don't watch them, you're not into them all the time, you're not even going to consider, oh, well, maybe I should go watch a game. You know, so that's just out of your deal.
You're losing an element of your fan base.
Absolutely. And this year, what I did this year, and you know, this kind of goes back. Listen, we talked about this before. My mother passed away. I used to get her password. I got her Comcast password. And at the time the season started, she was actually in the hospital. And I thought it was a little uncouth of me to try to get my mom to give me the 6-digit code from her hospital bed. So I actually broke down, and I paid the $105 for Bally's. And me,
you know,
personally,
Todd, I haven't had... Good for you, Todd.
Yeah, I told her in the hospital. I said, "I'm a grown up. I paid for my own Bally's," and she laughed. But I did it, and I have not had as many issues as I had using the Bally's app before when I would log in with her password. So
some people
it's been okay. But here's my deal: like my dad, he's 83 years old, and I'm in the process of trying to help clean up a lot of their finances because of what's happened, and I spent 25-30 minutes on the phone last week with Comcast with him, because here's what I want. I want my dad to be able to watch the Royals because he likes to watch the Royals.
That's right.
Okay. And so I needed to get him onto a package of Comcast where he could do that, and where, you know, whatever other perks and blah, 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 it was working. But because the bill was high, and we need to cut this bill down. But we got it done after a long conversation, and I'll tell you that story off the air because it's probably too boring, really. But anyway, there are people, if you live in certain parts, if you have regular cable, sure you can watch it. But there are so many people who have said, my parents' bill was $206.
Damn.
And they're like, I said, that's insanity, Dan. You're not spending $206 every month.
Let me ask you this, then. Maybe I'm crazy. I don't know. I know there was talk of the games being on Amazon, and I walked into your office one day. I walked into your office one day, right?
Yep.
And you were on Amazon, and usually you're looking at, you know, weird movies and skin flicks, and you're looking on there. And I said, "What are you doing?" And he goes, and you said, "I'm trying to figure out if the Royals game's on here." This was right before the season.
Oh yeah.
This was like days before the season. You said, "I don't know where the Royals games are going to be. They haven't said anything. They haven't released a press release. So I'm looking around to see if they're going to be on Amazon." So like days before, like I'm talking about you. This is your job. It's your business to know, and you seek this out. So if you didn't know a couple of days before the season, you think the rest of Kansas City knew? And so whatever happened to that?
Well, what happened to that was, you know, the deal initially got said that Amazon was buying part of the debt or something of this Diamond Sports, which runs, it's the company that's gone bankrupt, that's running Bally's. And the deal is not entirely through. And there's five teams that I don't think it's going to happen this year. It could possibly happen at some point this year. I asked Sarah Tourville about this actually at the lease signing, when they signed the lease of the thing that didn't pass. Remember, that was also happening late, 2 days before the vote. But and Sarah said that the deal did not go through yet. And this isn't a Royals issue, okay? This is, like I said, this is Amazon and Diamond Sports and all that. When that deal does go through, what you will be able to do is buy a subscription to the Royals through Amazon. It won't be part of your Amazon Prime package. It will still cost you money. I asked, what's that going to cost? And they don't know those answers yet. Will it be the same as the $19.99 that it costs for Bally's Sports KC? Or will it be a little bit cheaper because they bring everything together? I don't know the answer to that. For me personally, $105 for the season seemed kind of reasonable-ish. That's why I went ahead and made this purchase this year. I do not want to spend $19.99, which is $240 for a year, to have the right to watch the Oklahoma City Thunder and the St. Louis Blues at the same time. So I did appreciate the fact that they have this season package, but still, $105 is a big deal, and especially when you're already spending money on other things. But for me personally, I was a little excited about the team being better, and I was in the situation where I couldn't get my mommy's password. I probably could get that worked out now, and I could probably go in and change the thing and have it send me the freaking password, but I went ahead and I did it. And I, like I said, here's what I've noticed. Tell me if other people see this. When I'm done with my Bally's app, if I just turn the TV off and leave the Bally's app on, I'm going to have a little bit of a glitch the next day when I turn it on. For me personally, I found it way better to exit the app before I turn the TV off because it just helps things. But it is not as good as just watching some other thing, and that's why I'm not going to sit here and tell my dad, okay, here's the deal. You pick this little remote up, and you turn this on, and you take this other remote and turn this on, and you look for the little red app, and I'm not doing that. I want him to be able to turn the TV on, and like, he's got a little Comcast app, and he can just push Bally Sports.
It's not happening for my dad.
No chance.
It's not happening.
Yeah. My problem with this.
He's got Spectrum. Can he watch it on? No. He's going to get the app, right?
Well, no, if he's got Spectrum, depending on the package, he should be able to have it on
there. But he's not getting any sports package.
Yeah, well, then he may not.
Right. There's just different levels to this, right?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. That's what I was doing on the phone last Thursday night with Comcast. I was trying to get to the level where it wasn't too much money and where it was simple to have the Royals at my parents' house. So it is hard, and that's the thing, too. You know, they're moving a lot of things to streaming, and that is more difficult for traditional baseball fans who aren't 23 years old and stream stuff all the time.
No.
So baseball has gotten themselves in this thing. That was the whole thing I had about the downtown stadium. You know who wants to go to the baseball games? Generally, it's not a bunch of little 23-year-olds. It's people who are grown-ups, and they want to take their kids out there.
Wow.
And maybe they don't want to go downtown, you know?
not little 23-year-olds. It's grown-ups.
Well,
Where's Todd Lebo?
Well, listen. It's not the Royal Stadium is not hot country nights. Okay, Royal Stadium is older people. That's who likes baseball. You know, and maybe the older people don't want to go mess with downtown.
Wow.
They like to go up there and have a parking that's close. It's they're in a tough spot in a lot of these ways. They really are. And I appreciate the fact that this wasn't John Sherman who signed and this crew who signed the long-term deal to start with. And the Petros point is, you know, some of these places have defaulted on the deals, right? San Diego got defaulted on. And the point is they have not defaulted on the Royals deal because it's so cheap. I mean, this company going bankrupt can keep paying the Royals because the deal's so bad for the Royals, you know?
And who signed the deal?
It would have been the Glass family, I think, if I go back and look at the dates.
Who?
Would that have been Dan Glass? Is that what you're wanting me to say?
I'm asking you.
I don't know the answer.
Is the deal in crayon? Could it be erased?
Stop that.
Is the signature an X?
Stop that.
What? Stop what?
Your call is being answered by Audix.
Dan Glass.
Is not available.
Listen, but you know what they want to have happen.
He's telling me to stop it, by the way, Jake. He's telling me to stop.
Everyone knows
buddy, you have a guy that's just obsessed with losing.
You push those buttons, Steven. Everyone knows you're pushing the buttons.
I'm not doing anything. No, they don't. We're on streaming right now, Todd. You've just proven to be a liar.
No, you're pushing buttons. You've got all the buttons. Jake would never.
Pushing your buttons.
Hey, I want you to people to watch when Steven pushes the one button and you see him talking to the mic. Telling Jake to be mean to Dan Glass.
There's one button that Jake's begging us to push, and that's the
break
button.
Is it the red button that says go to break?
Yes.
Well, let's do it then.
Okay.
Well, Chad and Buddy, you have a guy that's just obsessed with losing.
When we come back, we've got news about the Chiefs and extensions for Andy Reid and Brett Veach and Mark Donovan. We've also got...
no relation to Laird, right?
I don't know.
No relation.
How do you know?
Spell different.
Also, we've got news
in your life.
On the Comets and the Mavs. And I have a quote from a Gabe DeArmond story that I think is the quote of the year in any story I've read this year. I'll read that. We've got so much more between now and 10 o'clock right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Well, Chad and Buddy, you have a guy that's just obsessed with losing.
All right. I wanted to mention this before we get into some of the other headlines. And it was he posted this yesterday, so I know that this content is meant for subscribers, but I've given it 24 hours, and now I would like to read this little excerpt from Gabe DeArmond at PowerMizzou.com. He was writing about something that I've mentioned quite a bit on this show, that, you know, Mizzou is all in on Eli Drinkwitz, and he's the captain now. And so any AD better be ready to, I'll say, work with Eli Drinkwitz. I won't say for, I'll say with. So, but he's the guy right now. And this is something that I thought this was very well written and made me laugh out loud. So I'll share this with you. Mm-hmm. And this, he wrote this actually before they announced, or before the Laird Veach was announced, or at least reported as a done deal, even though that's where all the signs were pointing. He said, we asked questions about the search for a replacement that were mostly not answered. I made some calls and put together some thoughts on where things stand and where Missouri might be looking the next day. But the truth is, I'm not sure how much it matters. I don't say that to downplay the athletic director, but I look at it like this. You ready, Jake? If Drinkwitz has the season many are thinking, hoping he can have next season, the job is incredibly easy. If Drinkwitz makes the college football playoff, he can stand at midfield and tell everyone in the crowd to kiss his ass and write a check. And most of them will do it. Wouldn't you like to see that? Wouldn't you like to see, first of all, wouldn't you like to see Mizzou make the college football playoff and then Drinkwitz take a mic, go out to the 50-yard line and just, hey, everyone, kiss my ass, please write a check. And then everyone just whips out their checkbook. And guess what? That's pretty accurate.
Wouldn't you just Venmo at this point?
Yeah, whatever, fine. Let me tell you, because he says, if that happens, the renovation is going to more than pay for itself. Missouri is going to be swimming in financial waters, in which has never swum before. And you know, the AD walks into a pretty good situation, right?
Yep.
Because if football's rolling, then your department's rolling. I just like the idea of Drinkwitz standing at the 50-yard line, telling everyone to kiss his ass and write a check. I'm hoping that I could see that. And guess what? Gabe's right. A lot of people will do it.
Yeah.
So. I thought that painted quite a picture, didn't you?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So. All right.
Listen, the college football playoff is absolutely in play for a lot of teams now because of it's expanded, man.
Let's go.
It's going to change things.
All right. Other big news yesterday. The Chiefs announced, Clark Hunt announced that the Chiefs have agreed to contract extensions with head coach Andy Reid, general manager Brett Veach, and president Mark Donovan. The agreements ensure the leadership team of the Chiefs will remain in place for the long-term future.
How long is the deal?
Like it says here...
it doesn't say. That's what it says.
It says Donovan, Veach, and Reid have overseen a team, Chiefs team, which has gone 134. Is it like this? So does Donovan really get credit for the record?
Well, they put him in the release, so yeah.
I know, but is that like when you think of the Chiefs and the reasons why they have a 746 winning percentage since 2017? Is who's like?
They're promoting this group as a trio.
I'm asking you a question.
I don't think he has anything to do with the football winning sports games.
Thank you. But that's good business for everybody, right?
Yeah.
Explain it again with those nuggies.
And, of course, you make a smart-ass comment. What's the length of the extensions? Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
Well, I thought it was through 29.
There you go. Ooh, in your face.
Yeah. That's not what the release says.
Well, if you go and read some stories about it later on.
That's what I'm saying. But that's the way the Chiefs do it. If you put a story out about a player, it tells you how long the contract is. But they put a thing out about Coach Reid, it never says how long
the
thing is.
According to NFL Network's Tom Pelissero. NFL's highest paid coach now, and he's signed through 2029.
Boom.
Yeah, I totally believe that, but I'm just saying why I never understood why they don't just say he signed. They just don't do that.
Why don't you believe it?
Well, then they have guys that they leak it through so that guy feels important.
I understand
important.
That. I get it. I understand how the way the whole thing works, but it's just like, just say he signed a 4-year deal.
I don't think Jake believes you understand how the whole thing works.
Yeah, it's pretty simple. They have
it's not as simple. This is more like streaming for old people. Just put it in the freaking deal.
No, then they don't have guys feel important that they can leak stuff to.
Yeah, Todd. And then after a while, they don't let them all have their jobs. They cut some people last 2 months ago, didn't they?
Wow.
Jeez, man. That got dark.
You're harsh
quick.
Today.
I'm not harsh. And I do want to say this. I'm looking up when the Royals signed this deal. It was kind of agreed to in 2019, but actually the TV deal happened with Sherman's group in 2020.
Ooh.
So it was kind of like on this edge, but it was most of the stuff had happened.
You just want to clear the air that it wasn't Dan Glass.
You have a sharp tongue.
Listen, Dan Glass might have been involved in 2019. But then again, in 2019, John Sherman could have been pulling the strings behind the scenes, even though I didn't own the team yet. I don't know. Because he bought the team at the end of the 2019 season. And wasn't officially, there was a...
So what's that mean? Highest paid coach.
Yeah, what's that number? I don't know. 14 million, maybe? Guess.
That's more than that.
15? 18?
Well, don't look it up, Jake. Who's the highest paid coach?
Well, Sean Payton got, I think, 12 million from the Broncos. I think it was 11 or 12 when they brought him over.
And these are all guesses, too, because these things, it's not like college football where they're public record. You know, they don't ever put these details anywhere.
So Belichick doesn't count anymore, but he was.
His job.
This list has Belichick was making 20, Peyton making 18.
Wow.
Pete Carroll was making 15. McVay was at 15. Mike Tomlin at 12.5, and then Andy Reid at 12.
Yeah, I'm seeing a list that they think Jim Harbaugh is making 16 in L.A.
So that means Andy's making 20 or more.
I would think so, yeah.
20 is the number.
Mm-hmm. He's worth it.
Every penny.
He's worth it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, listen, they got money. They got money to burn on this. Listen.
A lot of nuggies.
Keep these guys as long as he wants to coach. He should coach.
With those nuggies.
Okay, I've got some other news for you I'd like you to comment on.
I'm ready.
The Comets withstood a huge comeback by Milwaukee, consisting of 7 fourth-quarter goals by the visitors, but they still defeat the Wave 8-7 in overtime to sweep the Eastern Conference Finals in front of almost 4,000 fans at Cable Dome Arena Monday night. And so now they're on to the finals. And in one of the more shocking developments of my life, Steve St. John Sr. had some friends that took him to the Comets game because he wanted to go, because he came to my remote at the Deck Supply on Friday and we were giving out tickets to the Comets, and he asked if he could have 4. And then Alex, who works remotes with me, got his email and said she's going to email him, and then she's trying to explain what to do from there.
Oh, boy.
And I said to both of them, I said,
no,
this is not going to work.
No.
Because I'm going to get a frantic call on Monday morning that he doesn't have the tickets and all hell's going to break loose. So then yesterday, he starts texting me during the show that he doesn't have the tickets. He hasn't heard from anyone. He's invited 3 people. He's got someone picking him up, and they're going to dinner, and they're going to Comets. I said, Dad, I told you this. What's your email again? He gives me his email. I said, don't give me your burner email. Give me your regular email. Gives me his email. He sells a Yahoo email. And so I'm driving to a doctor's appointment. I'm getting ready for the Bodick Foundation charity event. And I'm trying to walk my dad through this. So I called Gabe. I said, Gabe, my dad assumes that he's going to this game tonight, but I can't go over there to help him. His wife is out of town. I said, Gabe, I don't know what we can do, because there's no way this is going to work with them emailing him tickets and him creating an account. There's just too. It's you know, we got like 30 seconds into what he needed to do, and he was done. I'm not doing that. I said, you're going to have to do it if you want to go to the game.
Well, the hard part is you're talking to him on the phone, and you look at your phone email.
And so guess what Gabe did? Gabe calls the Comets.
Yeah.
And the Comets went old school for Steve St. John Sr. and left 4 hard copy tickets for him at Wilco.
That's awesome.
What do you think of that?
That's the way you do it.
And I told him, I said, look, that's special treatment there. Everything's digital.
That's a good karma. That's why they pulled off that win last night.
So I don't know. I feel maybe you should call him. I don't know how it went. He didn't tell me, you know. But, I mean, he went, and they won. And then he went to Will Call and got actually tickets in hand, which is very rare.
Fantastic.
Because we could have. It wasn't going to happen.
No.
It was never going to happen. He got mad at me for the system. I go, I didn't create this.
Well, who else are you going to get mad at?
You know, why do you got to sit? I go, I don't have anything to do with it.
I'm on his side.
But I didn't do it.
I'd
love to have just tickets in hand to give you, but I can't do it. I'd love it.
Can't do it.
Right? So go Comets with Steve St. John Sr. apparently on the bandwagon. Also, Lebo, comment on the Mavs, the Mavericks, sweeping.
They're so good this year.
Sweeping Tulsa.
And
the
now
Tulsa
Oilers
advancing to the Mountain Division Finals.
I don't think they play until like May 4th.
That's
now.
Right.
I mean, they're just like, they've been so good, and they've already won their series. They just have to wait for everything else to happen.
So we've got some real good things going on with the Comets and the Mavs.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's good, isn't
it? Fun stuff. And that just means you'll have to find other ways to get your dad tickets.
Look, you know, And I get it. It's a pain in the ass, and sometimes I have trouble getting the tickets away.
Yeah. Oh, believe
so,
me.
So Gabe, and whoever is responsible for doing this with the comments, I commend you. I thank you. You made Steve St. John Sr. very happy. You eliminated a lot of stress, and you made it possible for him to be there. Because digital tickets were not going to happen.
I bet it was goalkeeper coach Alan Mayer.
Whoever it was.
And his son Kenny.
I applaud the comments for that. And hopefully my dad cheered and conducted himself in a reasonable fashion. So
saw video. Looked like, I mean, you heard the game right here last night. But
right here on Sports Radio 810.
Tell me this. I know you were busy last night. I was busy last night.
Did you watch the stream?
I didn't get to watch the stream because I was out there at the K.
Yeah.
I didn't get a text or a call. Did I not win anything?
You did not. You didn't. I was rooting for you.
Neither did Nate.
You know, a Taylor Swift autographed guitar will be enough for 1 week for you.
Pressing your luck,
I guess so.
I can tell you Nate didn't win, so we're good there.
Tasty bourbon. Did we know anyone who won? Were they all folks?
Pamela Todd.
Did Pamela Todd win a bottle?
Pamela won. There we go.
And Dylan Michaels, the father John, won a bottle.
And shockingly, nice. Those bottles are both gone.
Right. After they, did we know anyone else? Was there anyone else that we recognized?
Nope. No. There's only two.
Well, there it is.
Well, that's awesome. You know, that's actually good. Because that means the word is getting out and lots of people are buying tickets.
Oh, guess what? They shattered the total from last year. They raised over $117,000.
Ooh, yeah. Awesome.
And you're talking about $5
tickets?
A ticket, $5 at a time. We presented a big check to Children's Mercy for over $117,000. Isn't that incredible?
That's awesome.
The Boddickers
I'm looking
are
at
the
pictures
best.
Of the stream. You had a little... What were you wearing last night?
I was known.
A little poncho.
I was my alter ego El Guapo.
El Guapo.
I had my new cowboy hat on. I had my I got some new glasses to help with my migraines. So they're dark glasses, but they have my new prescription, and so I could see near, far, opposite, and so I wore those because of the bright lights, and they help soothe. They help soothe me.
I'm telling you, that's why I wear these things.
But it's with my upgraded prescription.
I don't have a prescription.
I can see what the hell's going on around here now.
Nice.
Littlefield Eye Associates.
Thank you.
They went out of their way. And they as dark as possible, but I can see everything.
Yeah.
So when I wear them, it doesn't look dark.
Protecting those eyeballs,
I'm so excited. And it played into my character. So do you like that?
Oh,
I like it. Beautiful.
Right.
He was the man.
You know,
you should have just worn whatever color Jake told you to wear. But
that's what I hate. You know,
they're not prescription. That's the key. Right?
These are the key.
Well, prescribed by you.
Yeah, that's right. Anything else you want to say, Todd, before we let you go? Because Jamie Bluen is going to be here. Are you going to stick with us? Are you going to go and make breakfast?
I got to make breakfast. I got to say hello to my wife. And listen, I got my 100th base camp fitness class today at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, congratulations!
So I got to prepare for that. I'm going to go sweat.
I don't know why you won't let me go work out there when I've asked repeatedly.
I will take you with me. Not at 9 today.
No, I can't go and I'm busy.
No. We'll get you into a noon class one of these days.
I'll go check it out with you.
Let's do it.
Let's go do a noon. Let's do a noon.
I'll do a nooner.
Thank you very much, Todd, for your efforts. We appreciate you.
All right, boys. I'm sorry that we besmirched Dan Glass.
No, I'm not. I yearn for the days of Stephen St. John.
Do I really? Do you really?
Doing so. His Dan Glass imitation.
That got me in trouble, Jake.
Daddy.
Why do you yearn for things that get me yelled at by other people?
You're doing a show for me.
Is that
right? Just want to laugh.
Good. I'm glad I'm doing it for somebody.
Need some
Daddy?
Start him pitching, Daddy.
Daddy, I want a closure.
We got time for Hush Puppies,
Daddy?
Daddy,
buy me a closure. All right, that's it. That's enough. No.
Thank you, Todd.
Thank you, guys. We'll look, it's Travis and Taylor on
Where?
The TV, NFL Network. Oh. We will take a break back after this on WHP.